And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Texas A&M International University students interested in challenging themselves with advanced coursework will get that chance starting this fall. The TAMU Honors Program will provide options for outstanding students to acquire university honor certificates or diplomas. Recruiting for the TAMU Honors Program is currently underway. First-time freshmen interested in applying for the program must be in the top 5% of their graduating high school class and or have a minimum SAT score of 1600 or ACT score of 24. Students with at least 12 semester credit hours of TAMU coursework must have at least a 3.25 cumulative GPA to apply. Honors Program students must maintain full-time enrollment at TAMU in order to remain in the program. For more information about the TAMU Honors Program, please contact Dr. Deborah Blackwell at 956-326-2628 or email dblackwell@tamu.edu. TAMU's summer schedule ended Wednesday, August 5th, and on Thursday, August 6th, employees returned to the regular schedule, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Sue and Radcliffe Killam Library will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and closed Saturday and Sunday during the intersession. Click on tamu.edu for the complete schedule. The Kinesiology and Wellness Recreation Center will close for maintenance starting at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 6th through Saturday, August 8th and closed on Sundays. The summer operating hours will continue for the Rec Center through Saturday, August 22nd. Click on tamu.edu/recsports/hours for more information. Effective Thursday, August 6th, the Office of Admissions will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Through Thursday, August 27th, the Office of Financial Aid will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and close at 3 p.m. on Friday, August 28th. Beginning Monday, August 31st, the Office of Financial Aid will observe its extended schedule, Monday and Tuesday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. The Office of the University Registrar will be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Click on tamu.edu for more information. The TAMU Small Business Development Center will sponsor several workshops during the month of August. A QuickBooks workshop, Putting Financial Management to Work for Your Business, is scheduled for Friday, August 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Dr. Billy F. Cowart Hall, Room 113. Workshop fee is $50. Managing Cash, the Small Business Owner's Guide to Financial Control, is scheduled for Tuesday, August 11th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the TAMU Student Center, Room 120. A $20 fee includes a workbook. Think Like a Marketing Guru will be offered Wednesday, August 12th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the TAMU Student Center, Room 120. Fee is $20. The Strategic Management Learning System Inventory Control will be offered Thursday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Western Hemispheric Trade Center, Room 125. The fee is $20. A Small Business Employee Handbook Workshop will be offered Thursday, August 13th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Anthony J. and Georgia A. Pellegrino Hall, Room 221. Fee for the workshop is $25. And on Friday, August 14th, the TAMU SBDC will offer Doing Payroll with QuickBooks, a hands-on workshop from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Dr. Billy F. Cowart Hall, Room 114. Workshop fee is $20 and includes workbook. To register for more information, click on sbdc.tamu.edu. Students interested in preparing for the Texas Higher Education Assessment Exam can take advantage of THEA workshops offered by TAMU's Center for the Advancement of Scholastic Achievement and Writing Center. The workshop fee is $40. And opportunities include on Monday, August 10th and Tuesday, August 11th, Math, Fundamentals of Math, Algebra, Geometry, and Problem Solving from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Dr. Billy F. Cowart Hall, Room 205. Monday, August 10th and Tuesday, August 11th, Reading, Inference, Generalization, and Main Idea from 1 to 6 p.m. at BCH 205. Wednesday, August 12th through Friday, August 14th, Writing, Essay Tips, and Grammar Tricks from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at BCH 203. For more information on the TAMU workshops, please contact Norma Cortez at 956-326-2723 or Darin Shihab, Writing Center Office Coordinator at 956-326-2883 or visit thea.nesinc.com. Find out more about the new visa requirements and enforcement of immigration laws at the next professional development course at TAMU Wednesday, August 12th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in Western Hemispheric Trade Center, Room 224. The seminar is free and open to the public, but those in law enforcement are highly encouraged to attend. This course will discuss the enforcement of immigration laws, as well as new visa requirements with particular attention on the legal status of unaccompanied minors who are in the U.S. without legal status, and legal status of victims of violent crimes who enter the U.S. without legal documentation. Instructor for the seminar is Dr. Roger Enriquez, expert on immigration issues. He is considered one of the top scholars in the field of immigration law. For more information, contact Dr. Claudia San Miguel at csanmiguel@tamu.edu or call 956-326-2529. The summer heat shows no signs of diminishing, but things are also heating up for fall 2009 classes at TAMU. Classes begin Monday, August 24th. The most popular undergraduate majors this spring were early childhood education, business administration, and nursing. The most popular graduate programs were business administration, educational administration, and school counseling. Fall schedules, catalog, and additional registration information is available at tamu.edu. TAMU recently received a grant from AmeriCorps, the first of a three-year grant. TAMU Adelante assists community service initiatives, parental support system indicators, youth educational accomplishments, economically disadvantaged, and first-generation college students. The program also assists migrant and seasonal workers in Laredo and surrounding areas, including Eagle Pass, Del Rio, Hebronville, San Diego, Benavides, Zapata, Carrizo Springs, Crystal City, Cotula, and Edinburgh. The program's goal is to assist other programs such as Gear Up, College Assistance Migrant Program, High School Equivalency Program, and Abriendo Puertas. For more information on the TAMU AmeriCorps program, please contact Maida Scopel, Program Manager, at 956-326-2700 or email mskopal@tamu.edu. For additional information on AmeriCorps, visit AmeriCorps.gov.
You've been listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.